This is 55 Dimes and here with Waylon from Mushroom Head. How's it going?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Welcome to Portland.
I keep Portland weird.
That's what they say.
That's what I hear.
How's the tour been?
Tour's been really good. Having Doyle out with us, couldn't ask for a better tour. This has really been a fun one for us.
So right now you're doing kind of like a smaller venue tour, but last year you did Mayhem Fest. Which one do you prefer?
I like doing the small to be intimate with fans and have that up and close. But man, nothing beats getting in front of 35,000 people. You're not going to beat that.
Last year I saw you guys had an off date in Portland.
Yes.
With El Nino. I caught you guys there. And then next day I drove all the way up to Seattle to catch you guys. And both shows are still amazing. I'm just like...
Well, thank you.
Small show, big show, either way.
It doesn't matter. You give, if you love what you do, you'll give 5 people or 50,000 people the exact same show.
That's how you play it.
That's how the business works.
So last year you were pretty much touring to support the newest CD. How'd the fans take the new stuff?
Oh, they love it. They absolutely wish we were, want us to write some more of it. That tells you anything.
I've heard the CD and I loved it.
So. Thank you. They took it really well, man. I thought it was really good. I think it was our best effort we've made in years, and I'm really happy with that album. I'm ready to start doing some new stuff. We just did a song with the Game of Thrones, Catch the Throne mixtape, Volume 2, and it was really heavy, and if that's any direction where we're going, I can't wait.
Nice. So this is the CD you had all three singers on. How did that come about?
Jay never left the family. I mean, we've always been friends, and he stayed tight with the group, and it was time. You know, it was time to give the fans what they want. They wanted to hear J-Man and Waylon and Jeff together, and they got it.
Fans get what they want.
Yes, they do.
Apparently fans loved it.
Oh, they did.
So I've seen Mushroom Head. It's been going on for years now. I've been watching Mushroom Head play, and seeing all three last year, I'm just like, oh my God.
It's fun, man. It makes my job a lot easier, I'll tell you that.
When writing the CD with three singers and adding, was it Tommy Church and Dr. F to this writing, how did that impact the new CD?
It was real. It was easier, to be honest with you. You didn't really have to try hard. It was just there. The music was so good. It was writing itself. It was really just one of those moments where it was effortless. Like, you knew your part. Either you were a main part of the song or you were a backup part of the song. You knew, everybody knew where to be on each song. So it was very simple. Like, it was one of the more simple times of writing.
Is there any song on the CD that stands out to you? Like, wow, we wrote that shit and it's amazing.
My honest opinion, my favorite on the album is Son of Seven. And it sounds nothing like Mushroom Head. And that was just me and Church being as mean, as heavy as we could possibly be. That one shocked me on the album.
So what brought up the covering of Adele's Rumor Has It?
It was weird. It was weird enough for us to do. Like, nobody expected it.
There's nothing better than a metal band covering pop.
That's exactly right. You got to find the song. Yeah, you've got to find the song that nobody expects you to ever sing and do it. And actually, I've kind of wanted to do that live, and we haven't done it yet. But
That would be fun.
That was just like, even I was like, what the fuck are we doing?
That's one of those things you just bust out, and the crowd's like, wait, what?
Yeah, exactly. But it was fun to do her song.
It's a great cover. I love it.
Thank you.
So recently, you guys just celebrated 20 years as
20,
overall.
We'll be 22.
We'll
be 22 this year.
What's the secret to maintaining the brotherhood?
Fucking stay out of each other's way and out of each other's business. It's just, you know, you're a lifer or you're not. You know, you either in for this for the art and the and being a band and writing music, or you you're in for the ass and money. And we're really not in for the ass and money. We're in for the long haul. We're in here for the immortality, for the to leave your art on this planet when you're gone. And that's what Mushroom Head's about, and that's what the X-Fest is about. It's about, you know, having something when you're no longer here, and that's what Mushroom Head is. That's what we're doing. We're leaving our stamp. We're not, and not to sound mean or anything, but we're not here to please you. You know, we're here just to do our art, and we're here to do our thing. And if you like it, God, thank you. But if you don't, you know, we're going to keep doing it, and we're going to keep on keeping on.
That's the way music should be. Play for yourself, not for everybody else.
Man, if you're not playing for yourself, then why are you doing it? It's music.
I've seen Mushroom Head probably a good 6 times, and I think you guys have had fun on stage every time.
Always, man. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be energetic. It's supposed to be just... It's supposed to make you feel good. And if it's not doing it, why are you doing it?
can't agree even more than that. I got a few good questions here left. What's the weirdest, like, to the heaviest music you got in your iPod to, like, the lowest, like, softest, weirdest stuff you have
I got some of the heaviest stuff I've got on my iPod. I'm really not a really big heavy guy. I mean, Pantera and Sepultura and stuff like that. But, like, weirdest stuff, Ellie Goulding. I'm really not a big music person on my iPod. Like, I got an iPhone, and it's my phone. I don't. It's like it stopped being my music carrier. Like, I really don't put anything on there. But I'm trying to think right now. Moody Blues, has some soft stuff, but nothing really heavy. I can't listen to the heavy stuff anymore. If I'm going to be heavy, I can't listen to heavy.
It's amazing. There's a lot of bands I've interviewed, and we've asked the same question. They talk about, like, Hall & Oates on their CD, and, like, these are, like, some heavy, heavy death metal bands and, like, dark European stuff, and they're like, oh, Hall & Oates, and I'm like,
all right. Now, me, I'm different, man. My heaviness comes from my emotions. I don't need to be inspired. Like, life is dark enough, like, seriously. Like, there's enough ups and downs in life, and in my personal opinion, I don't want to be inspired by me. I mean, I like music. Do not get me wrong. I love my Korn. I love Tool. I love Perfect Circle. I love Pantera. I love the bands I love, but I'm not looking to be inspired by them. I feel that music, you should be inspired by your life and your life choices and your everyday, and that's what I let be my inspiration. I let that be my anger. Let that be my soft spot. So, I don't really let music do that for me. And I know it's weird. Like, I know that was not the answer you were expecting.
Well, it works, though.
It does.
Whatever gets to you.
It does. I'm different, man. It's like, I like what I like. And I'm not a real big, you know, I do not have a huge music category. I do not go to the music store and look for music. I do not look to be inspired. If I hear something and I like it, I will buy it. But I'm not searching for it. There's so much out there anymore. Like, with YouTube and everything, is there's so much. And honestly, there's more crap than there is greatness out there. And I am more into the old school, you know. Like, and I'll agree with you. I love some Hall & Oates. Oh, here she comes.
It's good, easy, just like, it's good, relaxing music.
I like it. I like some Eurythmics. I like the 80s, but I think it was better then than it is now. So it's like, I'm really, like, I'm not inspired by anything new. Like, anything new's came out in the last 6 years, I couldn't tell you. The only good band that I found in a long time was, what was her name? Hold on, they toured with us. Gemini Syndrome. That was the one band that I felt in my heart. I was like, that inspired me. I like that guy. Gemini Syndrome was one band.
They put on a good show.
They had a great show and great music. I love it. They got that. They have that heaviness. They got that Tool sound. I mean, they got something that I enjoyed, but I don't hear that often. I don't. Like, yeah. And I trust me, I'm listening. And that was the band that grabbed me.
And they're nice guys. I love them. Last time they're in town, they were such nice down-to-earth guys.
Aaron is my boy. I love Aaron. I don't even know why I couldn't even think of their band name, because I call them by their names. It's like, they're not even a band to me. It's like my boys. But, like, yeah, Gemini Syndrome was the last new group that I got into. And D'Antwoord. I like D'Antwoord. D'Antwoord. But they're South African and weird. So yeah, I really dig that shit, too.
But this is my next question about music today or music 20 years ago.
20 years.
Classics are classics for
classics,
a reason.
Classics. Yeah, they're the reasons those went platinum.
It's hard nowadays to go platinum.
I'm going to say this right here. You got an audience. Go to Walmart and take the CD and see what happens. Just see what happens. Just go. You know, you do it on the internet. You're brave enough to go down, hit download. Go into Walmart. Go to Music. Go to Target. Go to Best Buy. FYE. I don't matter. And just go grab the music you want to listen to. Grab all everything you would do, the same thing on the internet, and walk out the store and see what happens.
It's a little different there.
Oh, yeah, it's a little different. Same difference. Everybody thinks that they're entitled to our music, and they're not. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not being... Trust me, I don't make a lot of money. I got a band full of 9 guys, so it really ain't about the money to me. But, you know, you could pay for your music, because it does cost gas for me to go to the studio to write that song.
Yep. I got a speed round for you.
Okay.
Lucky Charms or Fruit Loops?
Fruit Loops.
DC Comics or Marvel?
Marvel.
Star Trek, Star Wars?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Trek. I grew up with... I love Star Wars. There's a reason for that. The last three ruined the first three for me. But at least I have proper answer for that one.
I agree. All right. Do you like the older Star Trek TV show or like some of the newer movies too?
I think J.J. Abrams did a great job with the new movies, but I like Next Generation and I love, you know, the original Star Trek. I mean, I grew up watching that crap, so. It was Star Trek, man. Spock just died.
That's so sad.
And I'm not a Trekkie either, but I mean, Star Trek's just awesome. I think if anything was to be realistic of how space travel is going to be, Star Trek might actually be the one that has it right.
I've seen a lot of those things, like some of the stuff they use on the show is kind of like cell phones.
Yeah.
All that kind of weird stuff they use.
I think that we might have first contact when we get light speed. I mean, that kind of makes it don't mess with them until they can do that. When they can do that, we'll come in and teach them the rest.
Isn't Abrams doing the Star Wars too,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited to see that.
Oh, dude, you got the same dude doing Star Trek, Star Wars. This is just going to be awesome.
It's confusing every Star Trek, Star Wars.
Just realize good movie's good movie. It doesn't matter. Don't pick between. Just realize a good story when you see it.
All right, one last question. What would you rather be, a unicorn or a merman?
Can I pick death? I guess I'll be a merman because them mermaids are pretty fucking hot.
Well, it's a good answer. I've heard worse.
But thank you, brother.
Thank you for your time.
No problem.